Today on 60 Second Psych, do grief support groups help or harm?
Your patient is experiencing profound grief after the death of his wife. He can't afford individual therapy, and he wonders if a support group can help. Will talking about grief in a room full of strangers just trigger him more, or will it help? This meta-analysis of 14 randomized controlled trials has an answer. Grief support groups do work, but the effect is only marginal, with an effect size of 0.3. And that benefit was no longer significant with longer-term follow-up after the group ended. Individual therapy, however, is more effective for grief. So yes, you can tell your patient that it might work, but look out for those who may get worse in a support group. The authors warn that hearing other people's stories of grief may worsen the patient's distress. Also, those with severe, complex grief may come away feeling like they have it even worse than the rest of the group. That's a kind of grief disorder that looks a lot more like post-traumatic stress than normal grief. Group leaders might not be able to contain group dynamics like jealousy and competitiveness. When I recommend grief groups, I advise people to make them time-limited. That helps to motivate change, and if it's not time-limited, the group can turn into the patient's primary support, and the grief-stricken state may become their new identity.